The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Once upon a time, there was a radio show called The Eric Metaxas Show.
It had an announcer named Todd, who was the handsomest announcer in the land. Eric was bitterly jealous of Todd's good looks.
But there was nothing he could do.
He just had to accept that cruel fate had made him as ugly as a toad.
And now your host, warts and all, Eric Metaxas.
You know, I gotta say, Todd, sometimes you just hit the nail on the head. And today is not one of those times. Hey, folks, we're gonna have such an amazing thing. Today is Miracle Monday, and every now and again, we like to take you into another world. You get to hear a story about something so beautiful, so powerful. I'm sitting here in the studio with Dr. Sasa. He's the CEO and founder of Health and Hope Myanmar. Dr. Sasa, I don't know where to begin except to say thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Your story is so amazing. I want to help people understand where we're going to go with this. So what is Health and Hope Myanmar?
It was formed 10 years ago to see and relieve the pain and the suffering of the people who have suffered so much for so long under persecutions.
People in America don't know this. That's why when I read your story, I said, we've got to get you in here into the studio. Because it's an amazing story. It's a beautiful story. It's a difficult story. First of all, most Americans, we couldn't find Myanmar on a map. We've heard of it as Burma. Now it's called Myanmar. And we're unaware of the persecutions and the difficulties. So give us an idea, first of all, of the historical background. What persecutions have been happening? Why are the people of Myanmar suffering, and why have they been suffering since you were a child?
Burma is called Union of Burma. That means we are unioned with 8 tribes, large tribes, together and build a country. But because of the evil problem there that has been there for 7 decades, 7 tribes are being discriminated against. Therefore, there has been a lot of fighting, civil war, and then displacements and killing and forced labor torture. So it has been a big problem for the last 70 years ago.
Again, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because my audience, most Americans have no idea what's going on. It's not in the news typically what's happening in Myanmar. So first of all, I want to hear your story because I know a little bit about it. You suffered tremendously. You were born in the early 80s, so you're quite young. You've now had this tremendous success founding this Health and Hope Myanmar. But take us to the beginning so people can understand the world that you came out of.
So the place where I was grew up was a village. It was the village where there's no electricity, no running water, no road. There's no one has a passport or things. Or a school was just built by bamboo, and people do not know their date of birth, and I also do not know my date of birth. And when I asked my mom to tell me the date of birth, she was saying, "You are born in the morning when it was raining." That's my date of birth.
So nobody wrote down when you were born, and you don't know the year?
It was like even my mom and dad, they have never had a chance to go to school. I have never been in school or the classroom themselves. So,
it's a very poor village.
It was poor as systematically to be set up so that they would be like that. So it was systematic persecutions for many, many years. So there was
Who can you help us understand who was doing the persecuting?
The problem was we get independence from Britain 70 years ago. Since then, it was take
independence. It used to be Burma, and it was under a colony of Great Britain.
Yeah.
And so 70 years ago, it became independent, and that's when the trouble seems to have started.
Exactly. And we are before independent, we are independent ourselves. We never live under anyone else. But after independence, of course, the military and there was a lots of the dictatorship took the power, and which was led by majority, is Buddhists. And then that was the problem started. And
so you had a military dictatorship.
Yeah.
And why was the military dictatorship persecuting certain groups? Because you were different tribes, different beliefs?
It was everything. It is everything. Because there was a power, was there everything. And there was really, if to get a power crop, they would do everything. So there's the fear, which seized the hearts of the hope of so many tribal people. Anybody who identified themselves differently, by religious or by race or by background, they would be targeted. So it was just simply very real evils and very real terrors.
What kind of faith did you have growing up?
So the Holstein state where I came from, it was became a Christian. Before we became Christians, it was animism, and we are spirit worshippers, and our forefather would receive Christians missionary from the West. And that is also put out at risk because in a majority country, Christian is just now is 4%. Therefore, they look to us as if we worship foreign gods, not a homegrown god, or we follow like the Western religions. And in the eyes of them, it's almost like we worship foreign god. And that's the problem begins.
Okay,
and
so you grew up in a world where you were persecuted because you were Christians. That's one of the reasons you were persecuted.
Yeah.
Tell us, you say when you were a boy, you saw very, very terrible things. I want my audience to understand, you know, you're young, but you saw these things as a child. Tell us a few of the things that you experienced, because this was genuine persecution. It's horrifying for us to understand that there's religious persecution around the world of many groups, and of course, in your case, of Christians. So tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, the suffering that we have seen was just unspeakable. I saw the woman dying in childbirth, right? Like, there's no hospital, no nurse, no doctors, no medicine. So there's four or five women that I know and also hear, and like my mom's best friends, they will be lying on the village bamboo house for 4 or 5 days of labor, and they have no way of getting to the hospital. It was like 4 or 5 days to reach the nearest hospital, and then they die. And also I saw three of my very, very good childhood friends who just died to diarrhea in the same day. And the same family, and those are the things that have broken my heart right from the beginning. And also I saw those days the army coming, and there was really, really the military was just, those days, dark, dark days. I saw our parents are taken away for forced labor. That means that they will not come back to home, and who will give food to the children? So it was also rape, torture, forced labor. It was just really, really real and what's happening in front of us. If you don't do it, maybe you get killed. And it was so dark days that we have seen.
And was this in the 80s and 90s?
Yes, from like 1980. It's continued to 1997. It's continued to 2000.
Again, those of us in the West, in the United States, places like this, we hear almost nothing. The news doesn't tell us. Excuse me. The news does not report on these things. It's amazing to me that I know nothing about this.
I mean, I think not one of the things that you know here is also, I think, it's not your fault, but it's because of it's a blackout of deformations. And there's no phone. There's no newspaper. There's no even radio. There's no television. Those part of the world where this tremendous suffering is happening, well, no one is reporting about it.
We used to have journalists in the old days in America, and they would go and report on these things, but they're interested in different things today, I'm sorry to say. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Sasa. He is the CEO and founder of Health and Hope Myanmar. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings. If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America: Why the 2020 election will cause the biggest financial crisis in U.S. history. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out. Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's Miracle Monday, and I have the privilege of hearing an extraordinary story. I'm sitting here with Dr. Sasa, CEO and founder of Health and Hope Myanmar. Dr. Sasa, you have achieved great things. So in a way, there's a lot of happiness in the ending or where we are now. But the suffering you've been through to get here is amazing. So I want to go back. You said that you grew up in this village, extremely poor, death all around. You said you saw parents taken by the military dictatorship into forced labor, and their children had no one to feed them. It's very tough for us to even imagine these things. At what point did you leave the village?
After I saw all those suffering and persecutions and pain, I was really struggling to see myself as a human being and a bit kind of emotional and also pain inside of me, and there's no school that I can go to. So I take 2 weeks of journey to the nearest place that I can think of and happened to be in the Yangon. So it takes me 2 weeks to reach there, and most of the day we just go by walking throughout the jungle, the forest, and
you walked for 2 weeks to get to a school.
It takes 2 weeks to reach there, yeah, high school.
And how did you even know where it was?
There was a pastor who was taking the journey, but most people do not go out of the village. They are born there, they die there, and they suffer there. It became like a prison for themselves. It's just a village, but it's a prison for themselves. It's the place where they suffer. So I come out from there to high school, and I was following just a pastor who was going for a conference to the city. And I just kind of follow him. It take us 2 weeks and race to the city. And then just really, I never see bus in my lifetimes. And it was the first time. And of course, I was...
And you were about 12 years old?
I would say maybe somewhere like 13 or
13,
way.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It was tough. And I lived with a farmer there and, you know, look after the cows and also just... It was a struggle. I thought I would die, and I thought I would die and would not survive. But finally, I was accepted in school there and do my high schooling, and I finished the high schooling.
And it seems that once you were able to go to high school, you began to realize that you are very gifted, that you are intelligent, and you're able to study. And did you know that when you were in the village? What did you think? Why did you go... You know, into the unknown. 2 weeks into the unknown, did you have a sense that this was the best path?
I was just not thinking that myself was be special, but I was just, you know, when I lost the three boys, who are my childhood friends,
you
to diarrhea, they die in front of me. Yeah, we play yesterday. It was normal. Their life is very normal, and they die like today. Three of them, in the same day, and it was just the beginning of my life journey, I suppose. And I saw my mom's best friend labor 4 days, yeah? All the women in the villages, there was the darkness fell on them, and those things has made me think of there can be a better life. That can be a better way, not just this way. So
you
that
realize
was,
in some ways you have to do something.
Exactly. There was a point.
So you go to the school, and while you're in the school, you have no contact with your family.
For 2 years, I have no so whatever contact with my moms or my dads. This till today, you know, phone things are limited. So there's no post office. There's no way that I can get back. So it was just out of touch.
So you graduate or you go to 10th grade, and then what did you do after 10th grade?
I came back to my village, and I saw so many children. They have no teacher. They have no one who will teach them biology, chemistry, physics, and mathematics. And I was the only one who can possibly teach them. So I became school teacher for almost like 500 students who came all over the place. And I was running from class to class, and from the sun arise to sunset. And it's just 2 years, I became school teacher for them. Many of them are older than me, and I was just young.
And you were a teenager yourself.
Yeah. And I found that it was the only solution that I can give to them at that time. But what made me sad was that, again and again, those students who came all over villages, they die again in front of me to malaria, to diarrhea, and there's no way that we can help them. And I was carrying another one of my student die after he came to my school, just knowing that I became teacher. And then he passed away to, I think it was malaria. And he got a high fever and he passed away in the morning. I was giving him homework that night. And the morning next day, he was passing away. And we have to take him to his village and the funeral. And it all was just again, repeating of the suffering.
And you had to sell things. At some point, you decide you want to go to college, to university. And so how can somebody in that situation go to university?
There was also, even if I can go to university, just all the college, universities, those years were closed down by the military. There was the students protest, and you know, they fear the student may overthrow them. And it is, you know, 1997. All the college, university across the country were shut down for 3 years. No college was open. No university was open. That was where I was. But I was happy that I can be school teacher for the village students.
And so when you finally did go to university, where did you go? India?
Yeah, it was all closed down in Burma. And I hear that India opened a college, and it was, again, another journey of, you know, it was just a really difficult path.
And how do you pay for college in India?
It was tough. My mom and dad and all villages give me chicken, cows, and pigs, and all those are running in the jungle. And we captured some of them, and we sold to India villages. And
it gave sold them, yes, them it in take, villages
it
in
take
India.
Us like 4 days to reach to India villages to sell all those things. Because there's no market to sell. There's no way that you can sell in the village.
It sounds like something from the medieval times. I mean, when we in America hear this, we cannot believe that in this world there's this kind of suffering, this kind of difficulty, this kind of poverty and primitive conditions, that you have to round up animals from the jungle to sell them on the – I mean, it's unbelievable. So what did you want to study in the university?
I was just not even sure that what a doctor would do or what a nurse or what a medic. I was just again and again thinking I can ease the pain. I can ease the suffering. I can eat at least something. So I was expecting that I will become somebody. I don't know what I will become, but I just believe that miracles will make me somebody, and then I can go back to my people and help them out from their pain and suffering. So I just came to India and do college degree there, and then I qualify after 3 years of colleging to become a study medical universities and became a doctor. So there was the beginning of my journey to medical university.
And in order to do that, you had to go to Armenia.
Yeah.
Very far away.
Yeah.
And I guess that is when you met Baroness Cox.
Yeah.
Did you meet Baroness Caroline Cox?
Yes, that was where I met her.
She's a friend. She's a hero. People listening now maybe don't know her. We've had her on this program, but she is. She was appointed by Lady Thatcher to the House of Lords. She became a baroness. She's just a hero, amazing hero. But I guess this is when some doors opened to you, because she's amazing and she can make that happen.
Yeah, it was miracles, because I arrived in Armenia, all the monies were over, and I don't have no money, and I have no money to continue my study there. From day one, I ran out of money, because the money I brought was from those pig and cows, chicken that we saw from Burma villages to India villages. That was the only money I have, and all finished. I applied a scholarship in UK, London, and they granted me scholarship. And Baroness Cox became to know about me through the scholarship committee. But it is interesting because it's a miracle, completely miracles. Baroness Cox's friends and scholarship committee travel from Bangkok to London. They don't know each other. They send out together in the same chair, and they just talk about me.
Well, you mean on the plane?
Yep.
So you're saying that was not planned, you're talking about?
They don't know each other in the first place. And they talk to each other. It was about me they come up. Because the scholarship committee knows me,
yeah,
and the other friend knows Baroness Cox. That's how it came up.
It's incredible. Well, if people who know Baroness Cox know that God uses her in miraculous ways. She's just one of the most amazing people, and we have had her on this program. I had her at Socrates in the City, which is a speaker series I do. She's a friend and a hero. We're going to be right back, folks. It's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxa Show. Don't go away.
When hearts like ours meet.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Coast Guard says it's developing a plan to extract four South Korean crew members that are trapped inside a cargo ship that's turned off its side off the coast of Georgia. Responders made contact with the crew this morning, more than 24 hours after the vehicle carrier overturned. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog confirming that Iran is preparing to use more advanced centrifuges. Another breach of limits set in the country's slowly unraveling nuclear deal with major powers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisting that a new Brexit deal can be reached to ensure Britain leaves the EU by the October 31st deadline as he prepares to suspend Parliament. And a large group of states led by Texas is announcing an investigation of Google's market power and whether it unfairly squelches competition and hurts consumers. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Leave on, this is war wound like a crane.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. It's Miracle Monday, and I'm talking to Dr. Sasa. He's the CEO and founder of Health and Hope in Myanmar. Some of you know it as Burma. And the story is simply unbelievable. I want to talk to you, Dr. Sasa. After you meet Baroness Cox, a famine hits in Burma, and most of us in the modern world, as we call it, we cannot imagine something like this. Tell us about this, the famine that hit, and what caused the famine.
It was caused by bamboo flowering, which happened every once in 50 years.
50?
50 years. It's maybe one generation, one time. So it is very rare, but a lot of rats eat bamboo flower and multiply the rats into millions, possibly billions.
Okay. So this is, again, is something hard to comprehend. You're saying that the bamboo, which is everywhere, maybe every 50 years it has flowers, and somehow, because of the flowers, it attracts rats, which multiply and destroy everything.
Yeah.
And you said millions. I mean, it's very tough for us to think of millions of rats. Millions.
Yeah. So they are all over the place, and so they ate the farmers' food and the crops and destroys, and the farmers and those villagers were left with no food. So there was nothing, the government, those days do nothing. So I was, I hear that famine taking place. And that time also, I was happened to meet with Prince Charles.
And you met Prince Charles. This was through Baroness Cox.
Yeah, through the Prosper Burma Scholarship Programs. And then he here, just before the famine happened, there was a cyclone Nargis that killed more than 200,000 people and left homeless. So there was Prince Charles was really struggling to know why the government is not allowing those food aids to go to even the cyclone hit area. So that was the reason why I was have to meet with Prince Charles.
So Prince Charles still has a relationship somehow with Myanmar, that he has a voice, some influence?
He is now the patron of my organization here, Health and Hope, and I have met him about several times, and he is my very good friend, and he really knows what we're doing, and he really gave us the courage to continue this good work. And so he gave me medicines through his core tents called International Health Partners, which is also he's a patron of. So I brought those medicines from IHPs to Burma and the border and the regional villages. So I was treating all those famine victims, like 500 patients per day. Actually, there was the starting point of Health and Hope because it was too much for me to do.
Okay, so you realize at this point, because of the famine and because of meeting Prince Charles, you go back. And then it sounds like what happened when you were teaching, being the teacher for all these students, that there's no one but you to minister as a doctor to hundreds of people suffering. And, I mean, I guess I want to ask you, how do you get to this remote village today? In other words, that you didn't walk, but how do you get there if you want to go to this place?
Well, we're working on food. It's the only solutions, and you have to pack, and you have to be tough, and also work with a stick, and also quit
the
mountain. There is some of my students who came now. I trained 1,000 health workers for the last 10 years. Most of them came from those remote villages, and some of them came to me 11 days and quit back 11 days. We say like it's like 22 days to reach to me, and they are hungry for health, and they are hungry and thirsty for healing. And so it's just about head washing. It's just about really, if they hand wash, they can really get the sanitations and hygiene.
So
and,
you're the one teaching them all these things. And so at what point, I mean, you start, because of the famine in 2007, you go back, now you're a trained doctor, and you are you're working as a doctor in this remote area. How long were you there? Have you been there ever since, or did you go back to England or to Armenia?
So it's like I will be spending there in a year about 8 months, and another 4 months I spent in the outside of the regions. But I have to be there because it's not just about the medicines or health. It's so much emotional, so much to be healing. And I, it's always physical health,
yeah.
but emotional health, mental health, social health.
Yeah.
And we are giving them hope to the people. So I chose to be there and then have been living there for the last 10 years. As soon as I finish from my medical universities, I go back.
So you've been there how many years?
10 years.
So you have been there 10. So you are now where you started, in the same place.
Yes.
This is your center. And
exactly.
What do you have there? How do you build something in such a remote area?
We build before by just, you know, it's not only me who built it. I must give credit to thousands of villagers who came and helped me. And they just work there. Like, you see about 500 people sometimes. They just work together with me and build a building where their villagers will stay for me with me for 6 months. And then I will get a man and a woman from every village. And a woman, I will train them how to deliver babies. And then I will train a man how to do with the emergency issue. If they get fever, if they get, diarrhea, if they get malaria, how they do, where there's no doctor, where there's no nurse, where there's no hospital. So they love that program. And I live with them. I ate with them. I pray with them. I cry. If they cry, I cry. If they eat, I eat. And it's just kind of, fellowship for 6 months.
This is, we're going to go to a break, but this is so beautiful and really unbelievable. I'm just so grateful for you. We're going to be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
From your cigarettes, your hands are shaking while your body sweats. Why don't you look into Jesus? He got the answer.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent and even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the 3-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the 3-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question, Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey there, folks. We are talking to Dr. Sasa, the CEO and founder of Health and Hope in Myanmar. It's such a story. Dr. Sasa, you started this, you call it a clinic, is that what you call it?
It's a training center.
Training center.
It's a training center and also clinic. It's almost everything. We do food security, we do health, we do education. So I do everything there in the center.
Everything. And how many medical doctors with degrees are there?
The last 10 years ago, there was none. I was the first and only one who is a doctor in the region, and the only one in the last 400 years. I'm the only one who was a doctor. So I feel that I have to multiply, and I felt strongly that the new generation has to follow my footsteps. And so I really talked to the young men and women to come like to India the same I came. And now I have got 7 medical doctors fully qualified coming back to me and working with me and doing the same thing that I did. And so I have now 1,000 health workers, men and women in the villages who train with me for 6 months. And now the church opened orphanage before because too many mom die in the childbirth. After our work, the orphanage was closed down last 3 years. No mom died in labor in the last 3 years. So there's the results, and that keep us very happy, and that's an amazing thing that happened.
It's well, and tell us a bad thing happened. I know the military tried to come and shut down your center. Can you tell us about that?
I mean, it is not just the military side, but also it's just the difficulty of the logistic of no road, no internet, and all those make the work so difficult. But there was also intention that it is the border between India and Burma, and everything is just in conflict, and it's just very bad places. There's so many conflict region. So I was just really many times attack not by bullets or bomb, but by coming and say we have to close down this. We have to, we are called to close down this. We have, and there was constantly pressure. And then, of course, I was believing that the best way you can do is to love your enemy and to have food together, to have tea together, and just to share what you have. And I say, anyone who went to shut down this, and I say, let's have food together, let's sit down together, and let's love each other, love your neighbor, love your enemy. Those are the principles that we apply that work. And still,
so Christianity
screen, yeah.
Actually works.
It's worked very well. It's
idea.
Very well.
So when did your faith become serious? Is this in the last few years, or was it from when you were a boy? Because you say you are Christian, but to believe that I will love my enemies and eat food with my enemies and that God will use this. I mean, that's a very radical idea. When did these ideas come into your life seriously?
It was like a seed, and I'm not having a big faith, and my faith is very small, but I think it was like a seed and grew up in Armenia and grew up in UK and grew up back in Burma. So it was a grew up into like a tree. And I see to myself, Why I will be meeting Baroness Cox? Why she became so friendly with me? Why I will be meeting Prince Charles?
See God's hand.
Yeah, I feel like this is not me. This is not just me doing something. It must be just bigger than me. And therefore, I feel that it is what when we read the Bible, it just shows this is something of the kingdom of God that we can love somebody. And it's just the kingdom of God that we can give a hope to somebody who have no hope, and we can give some help who are helpless. And I feel that a privilege of doing that. And so I think that was just growing every day in my life, that it's not about me, it's just about His kingdom. Yeah.
You see God's kingdom being increased through you, and it's an amazing thing. It's humbling and it's beautiful. It doesn't seem to me like a coincidence that you met, you know, Prince Charles, that he's being involved in this, that this is something, it's so dark. So what is happening now in this center? What is the kind of work that you are doing?
Now we are helping 130 children who have never have a chance to pass high school, because, you know, you are in a village, you are born there, and there's no school teacher who will teach you chemistry, biology, physics. So now, through that programs, I have got the doctors, the nurses who graduate and qualify, and they know English, they know Burmese, they speak a very good language. So we get all those villagers come to us, to our center. So now they are living with us, and we are giving them the education. And some of the students, they fail exam for like 6 years, 7 years, they never pass. If they fail a high school exam, it's just they have no license to live in Burma. So we are helping them, and right now, and also we are still helping all those thousands of men and women that we train. We are supporting them from the center in terms of medicine, refresh training, and also refilling them in the clinic. And so operation is quite big, and also we are helping the farmers to come together and also make a program something to eat every day, so that those farmers are equipped with the knowledge of how do they sustain their farm and land. So there's lots of things going on.
It's unbelievable. Now, are you you're still single?
Oh, I get married, and my wife is also a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And it's
when were you married?
6 years ago.
Okay.
And then we have got three children by ourselves, and I'm a dad for not just three children, so I have another 9 children. Of course, those are adopted. Biology is 3, 9 adopted.
9 adopted.
So we have 11.
I think that adds up to 12. Doesn't that up to 12? 3 plus 9? I think it's 12. In the American system, we say 12.
Yeah, 12.
Holy cow. You are so busy, you don't know how many kids you have. You're a busy man.
Well, he's quite busy.
We're going to go to a break. I don't want to forget to tell people they should go to your website. It's healthandhope.org. That is very simple. Healthandhope.org. I hope people listening are as moved as I am, and they want to find out more, maybe get involved, because you need help. Healthandhope.org. Healthandhope.org. And we'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Britain's House of Commons Speaker John Bercow says he'll step down by the end of next month.
Bercow has told lawmakers he will leave his position by October 31, the day Britain is due to leave the EU. He says he will quit both as Speaker and as a Member of Parliament. Bercow has angered the Conservative government by repeatedly allowing lawmakers to seize control of Parliament's business to steer the course of Brexit. He says he is simply fulfilling his role of letting Parliament have its say. Meanwhile, a bill that would force the Prime Minister to seek a delay to the October 31 deadline if no deal is reached has become law with royal approval. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Afghans fearing more Taliban violence after President Trump called off talks with a terrorist group. The Taliban attacked at least two districts of a northeastern province overnight. It's not clear if those talks will resume. On Wall Street, the Dow had 14 points. The Nasdaq is down 42. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of.
Hey folks, this is Eric from Taxes Show. I'm sitting here with Dr. Sasa, CEO and founder of Health and Hope Myanmar. I hope you go to their website, healthandhope.org. What an amazing story. We're at the end of an hour, but Dr. Sasa, I'm going to keep you for another 10 minutes into the next hour. But in case people can't listen beyond this segment, I just want to ask you, how can people help? What kind of help do you need? Because this is just, it's hard to believe that you're doing all of this in this remote area, as you described.
There's lots of things that people can get involved, but prayer is one of the things that they all can do from their own home and place, wherever they are. We will appreciate for their prayers. We believe that prayer change. And the second thing is they can support us financially, which is very, very important for us in our work because we are doing education and health and food security for those thousands of people who otherwise will not have it. And so if you can help financially, there's a website that you can and see how you can support to www.healthandhope.org. And also if there's any opportunity to invite me to speak to your church or your place, or I'll be very happy to speak in a conference. It's about really speaking out for the voiceless. It's really getting to know the people, what the terrible things are happening, which should not happen. And we will love to get in touch with you in any way that we can.
I think when there, you know, there may be young people listening to this program and they say, oh, what's the meaning of life? What am I supposed to do? And I think all you have to do is hear about things like this, and you say there's so much to be done, and people's hearts are moved when they hear these stories. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you here, because it seems clear to me that God created you to help your people and to be a leader there, and that what you're doing now, I mean, it's affecting generations and generations. It's not just a Band-Aid. You're training people. I mean, this must be very exciting to see this kind of growth, that you're training people who can lead in the way you're leading.
Yeah, it's been just an opportunity. And I always believe that purpose in life is the most important thing in our world.
Purpose,
is that
yeah.
We have
that's
purpose
right.
to
that's
do
right.
it.
Well, and I want to ask you now, when we come back in the next segment, I want you to tell the story about this general, an example of loving your enemies, which is itself miraculous. People need to hear that. But before we tell that story, You said you have three kids with your wife of 6 years and that you've adopted nine kids. What is the difference between the way they're living and the way you lived when you were their age?
When I was young and born, we had just a piece of clothes. That was all we have. And really, really, our body was stung by dust. And maybe once a year we take baths in the river. You know, that's what happened maybe just before Christmas. And our life was just really, really, we spent half of our life in the jungle. Maybe half of our life in at home, in the family. And it was just tough that days. And it really was just, you know, the military would come and, you know, you see our parents would be forced labor. You would see even rape and torture. It was just happening. But I'm so thankful that my children, because of all the work that we have done, my children now do not have to see what we have seen. And they have now at least clothes. They have go to schools, and now they have not seen the torture and suffering that we have seen.
If people want to get involved, again, folks, go to healthandhope.org. If you want to know what God's doing in the world, go to healthandhope.org, and you'll get one answer. Dr. Sasa, thank you. We're going to hold you for another 10 minutes, so don't go away.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.